We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. From my video to my radio.
Oh. What's new on video? Who else would we ask that question to? But Mike Mayo from Mike-Mayo.com. Mike, first of all, good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
And I guess this week, in terms of what's new on video, it all boils down to Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah, that's the only one that's out there this week, and with good reason. This, I guess, is the most popular movie of the year so far. It really did very, very well in theaters, and it's sure to do just as well, I think, on DVD and pay-per-view. It is the kind of most recent entry into the Marvel Universe. Now, the big fans of these movies love this movie, and they have every right to. It kind of does everything that this sort of movie is supposed to do. I didn't like it because I don't like what the Marvel movies have become, where they keep adding in characters. This one brings in characters from all of the movies. That is 18 movies that they have made in the last 10 years, beginning with Iron Man and ending with Black Panther last year. And because of that, there are 25 main characters here. Alphabetically, they go from Ant-Man to Winter Soldier. And they're up against this guy named Thanos, who's played by Josh Brolin. And he's, you know, got all of the Infinity Stones, and he's going to rule the universe and destroy it and blah, blah, blah. But there is just so much in here. It is so overstuffed that I never really got involved with the action. Of course, all of the special effects are right up there with the best. They know how to do this. It's got a lot of humor in it, and it really needs the humor, too. So they're kind of playing it slightly tongue-in-cheek. But the other thing about this movie is more than 2.5 hours long, and it is the first half of the larger story that they're going to tell. I think it finishes up next year or year after. And then we will kind of enter a whole new chapter in the Marvel Universe. But the final thing that everybody needs to know, and I think everybody does know already, is that by the end of this movie, about half of the main characters are dead. Now, I put dead in quotation marks here because everybody knows that in a Marvel movie like this, you may kill off one of the main characters for a little while, but he or she will be back as soon as he or she is needed because they are simply making too much money to get rid of them, particularly, you know, Black Panther, which just, you know, was the big hit last year. They're not about to end that series now. So you know that, you know, these guys will return very, very soon. I really like the early Marvel movies where they really depended on the characters. And that's what I liked about Black Panther, too. I mean, I thought the main characters were really interesting. I got involved with them. I did the same thing with the first Iron Man and Tony Stark. But now there's so much going on in these that the fans will get all of this stuff. The rest of us, I think, if you haven't seen a lot of these movies, this is not a very good place to start. You will not understand what's going on. Even if you are a big fan, you may not understand what's going on, but that's not important. You will enjoy the spectacle of it, and the fans, like I say, love it. The rest of us, there's a lot of other stuff out there.
Maybe I'm a fan. Maybe I'm a fan, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. I thought it was interesting the way they fought. It was like the movie was played out on three separate fronts. Meanwhile, over here, meanwhile, over here. And so I thought that was interesting. But, yeah, you're right. Just waiting for Infinity War Part 2. That's all we're doing. So.
And it'll be here soon. Don't worry.
Hey, before we let you go, Mike, interesting news over the weekend where apparently the Marilyn Monroe nude scene from The Misfits has been found.
Yeah. Yeah, and apparently John Huston, the director, cut it out. He thought it was unnecessary. Well, okay. And there have been stills from it were included in the Blu-ray edition, I think, of The Misfits when it came out several years ago. I mean, it's been known about for a long time. I will be surprised if anyone really takes the time to do any kind of full restoration of it and incorporate it into the film or to present it separately. But, you know, there are a lot of Maryland fans out there, and inquiring minds, I'm sure, want to know exactly what this looks like and will want to study it very carefully when it ever is made available.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, Mike, we appreciate it as always. Have a good one.
Take care.
Mike Mayo, Mike-Mayo.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.